From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the governor of Kentucky. He is a big fan of Obamacare and state exchanges. He says they are job creators.
But first, to the September jobs numbers. We learned this morning that employers in the U.S. added 148,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate ticked down to 7.2% from 7.3% in August. If you're wondering why we are hearing about this on a Tuesday, it's because the monthly report, which is usually released on the first Friday of the month, was delayed because of the government shutdown. Here to talk about the report is NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewak. She's with us from Washington. Marilyn, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the number of jobs added, 148,000. That was below expectations.
Yeah, it's, I think the word people are using the most today is disappointing. Most economists had been hoping it would come in at a little bit closer to 180,000. 148,000 is kind of like, oh, well, we keep growing, but it's just sluggish. You know, we've had 43 straight months of growth, and you keep looking for that breakout time when you're really going to get up there to 300,000 jobs a month, and it just doesn't happen. We consistently are mild to mildly disappointing. There's still 11.3 million people unemployed. So, you know, the good news is we are growing. It's nice to have 43 straight months of growth. The bad news is it's just lackluster.
Well, and I was going to say the good news you could also say is that the unemployment rate ticked down from 7.3 to 7.2%. But on the flip side, every time we hear that the unemployment rate goes down, we also hear that's because a lot of Americans are dropping out of the labor force. Is that what happened here?
Not particularly this month. I mean, it held steady. But, you know, the participation in the workforce just was meh, just in the middle, just sort of hanging in there. But you want to see that growing. You want to see people come back into the workforce. Now, you've got some demographic pressures there. That is older baby boomers, you know, people who were in the workforce 5 years ago, and they've been looking. They're just fed up. They're just out. They've given up. They might only be 61, 62 or so, but they're not really looking for jobs at this point. So we're seeing some demographic erosion in the labor force participation, but a lot of it, too, is just people who just don't see much hope for getting a job. So what we'd like to see here is for that participation rate not to be holding steady, but going back up, people feeling good about the job market and coming back in. That's not happening. So we've added jobs. The participation rate has held steady. So in other words, you tick down a little. It's 7.2%.
But it is, I saw, 21.4% the unemployment rate among teens.
Yeah. Yeah, for teenagers, it's still a tough market out there. But, you know, it's gotten better. It's actually a little bit better than it was a year ago. Some retail jobs coming back. So all those pop-up Halloween stores out there, you go ahead, you can get yourself a job. And, you know, then there's the Christmas hiring that'll be coming on soon. So things are a little bit better for youth unemployment, but it's still very bad. But, you know, you look at countries in Europe and it's many, many times what we have in this country.
50% in some cases.
Yeah.
Marilyn, a lot of economists today are going to be wondering what this means for the Fed. Everyone was expecting the Fed to pull back on some of its economic stimulus, but now that probably is even less likely.
Yes, earlier in the year, it looked like job growth might be a bit stronger in 2013. So back in June, the Federal Reserve said, you know, we're going to start to pull back on a little bit of that stimulus. We're going to start to taper down. That was the phrase we heard over and over again about their stimulus. And then we got to September. They looked at Congress and said, oy, that's a mess.
Yeah.
They got nervous about the fact that the federal government might have a shutdown. So the Fed has held back on that tapering down. And now this report sort of confirms that they were probably on the right track, that job growth is still disappointing, as we said. So I doubt, when you look at what economists are predicting, no one's really looking for the Fed to take any action to ease up on that stimulating of the economy for several more months, maybe well into next year or so.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewak, thanks as always.
Oh, it was great to be with you again.